personal care of us. And we are thrilled to have Dawn with us today. It's always a gift to learn from someone who has done what so many of the ambitious women are working to do, and that's build a successful network marketing business. So welcome, Dawn. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Alice. It's an honor that you guys asked me to be on this call. So thank you so much. And thank you, Madison, for hosting this for us.
Of course. Well, thank you all so much for being so awesome.
Well, Dawn, I think we should just get right to it because everybody wants as much of your wisdom as they can get. What I'd really love to hear and share with all of the ambitious women, from one accountant to another, we did meet, but I don't know if you know, my background's in accounting too. From one accountant to another, how did you get out of accounting and into network marketing, becoming a health and wellness expert, a Pilates instructor? I can't wait to hear about the journey from behind a desk doing debits and credits to where you are today. So why don't you share with the ladies?
I will, and most people won't even know what a debit or credit is, so of course that's why I chuckle. Thank you, Alice. So yes, I was an accountant for 27 years. I became an accountant because I love numbers and I love math, but I was also an introvert. I really wasn't very outgoing. I was extremely shy, and I really wanted to hide behind an office door or a desk. So I decided that that would be an accountant. So I decided to do accounting, and I came into network marketing really by accident. I did not come into network marketing because I was looking for an opportunity or because I had heard so many great things about it. I really didn't even know what it was. I was very, very new and not understanding what it was about. I actually, I don't want to say I was ignorant, but I guess you can say I was ignorant to the profession. And I really came into the company that I'm with specifically just for a product experience. So I joined the company I was with, received an extremely wonderful product experience, felt better, lost some weight, did some really great things to my health. And there was a business opportunity, or as I like to say, a financial opportunity attached to that through network marketing. And Alice, I'm going to be honest, I wanted nothing to do with the business side of it. I am all about referrals. If I love something, I will tell everybody that I know. But I had two jobs at the time and two extremely active teenage boys traveling competitive baseball around the country. So I didn't really want another, as I thought it was, job. And I turned it away for, you know, a few months and continued to pass my referrals over to my girlfriend. And then one day, you know, something just clicked, and I just, being an accountant, as you can appreciate, I decided to take a look at the financial side of it. If it made sense, if it was lucrative, if it was something that I felt I could somehow squeeze into my extremely busy, hectic, unorganized life, then I would take a look at it. And when I looked at the opportunity that this could present to me and my family, it made sense. And that's when I really jumped in. So I came into network marketing really by accident. I came in as a product user and became one of the top leaders now in the company.
That is amazing. So there's hope for those people that are working two jobs, right, and still taking care of their family, that if they find something they're passionate about, because it seems to me if you were giving referrals, then you must have been passionate about the product.
I absolutely was. I was extremely passionate about the products. I felt that everybody that I knew, loved, touched, talked to, friends with, deserved them. And that's the one thing, like I just said earlier, I will refer anything that I'm passionate about and support anybody. So, yes, I was passionate about it. I just didn't think I could fit it in.
That happens to so many people, especially women, right? So maybe
for
you
sure.
Have to find the time, you know, or make the time to fit it in, even if it's just
yeah.
a little bit every day. That consistency can make such a difference. So what do you do every single day, Dawn, that you think is critical for your business to continue to grow and for your team to grow and that type of thing?
I think that, and you just hit it when you said consistency. So the one thing, you know, when I was working two jobs, it was, I am certainly not going to, you know, sugarcoat it. It was hard at times, and it was frustrating, and there were wall-kicking moments. And it's because, you know, I was working 50, 60 hours a week on my regular jobs, as well as raising two children and taking care of a home. So trying to find pockets of time became difficult at first until I figured it out. So we all have a lot of dead time. We have time we drive in the car. We have time that maybe we're just going to sit down and watch TV for a little while. We have time. We're doing laundry. So the things or the daily actions, and that's what's important, are daily habits, daily actions, and they need to go in a planner. You can't wing this business at all. You have to be structured, organized. You have to be persistent, but you also have to be consistent. So a few of the things that I do daily is I do personal development every day. So I will do 20 to 60 minutes, depending on how much time I have in that day, for personal development, whether it's a podcast or reading a couple chapters of a book or doing something that is relating to my mindset. And then the consistent daily habits of my business is, again, using the planner, putting my appointments in, knowing the day before what my day is going to look like the next day. So are there surprises? We're moms, right? So there's always surprises. But overall, I stick to my daily schedule and I stay completely organized. I am consistent with my social media. I am consistent with my follow-up. I am consistent with my cold leads. I'm consistent with everything. And what we're doing now in the profession that we're in is not what's building our business for us for tomorrow. It's what's building your business for you 6 months down the road. It's really important for people to understand that this business is about planting those seeds. You have to plant the seeds and continue to water them. And when you stop watering them, they die. So it's important to understand that sometimes consistent, persistent actions don't happen overnight, but consistent, persistent action will lead to the success down the road.
Wow, that's terrific. I'm taking notes. Plant the seeds and continue to water them. The results come in 6 months, right?
It's true.
You know, Dawn, I mean, it's just we're in such a generation now, right, where we get instant gratification. You get a text, you get an instant response. So we have to almost train ourselves or remind ourselves, I think, some days. You know, I have people that, you know, well, I've talked to somebody every day for 5 days and nobody's joined my business yet. Well, let's keep talking, right? I mean, you've heard it too, right? Oh, I'm frustrated.
I have.
I think we almost have to reframe for everyone. So I love the idea of using the analogy of planting the seeds and continuing to water them. I mean, you don't get, you know, roses when you just plant the first seed, when you plant the basil seeds, when you plant the tomato, you know, when you get the tomato plants going, you don't water it for 2 or 3 days and all of a sudden have tomatoes, or right?
Right. It takes time. It takes time for a harvest to form and, you know, or crop to form. And the thing that people also have to understand is sometimes it takes, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 touches to somebody. Not everybody is ready at that time. It's always a timing thing, but it's also the follow-up. It just because somebody says no right there and then, it doesn't mean it's no tomorrow or no next month. It's really about the consistent actions, having a list, continuing to go through your list, making that list active every day. People go on that list every single day, making new connections. That's another thing I do daily. I've committed to myself between 1 and 3 new people a day I've touched, connected with, introduced myself to, friended on Facebook, something. So 1 to 3 new connections every day.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. How do you find your prospects? I mean, people, you know, we've heard that, oh my, I'm out of people to talk to. Well, you've made a huge career of this, right? So how,
yes.
I mean, I can only imagine the thousands of people if you talk to. If you're adding 1 to 3 people a day, how do you find them? Where do you look? How do you start the conversation?
That's a great question, and I actually train on this for our company and our team because I love when people tell me that there's nobody to talk to anymore. There are billions of people in this world, so there is more than enough people to talk to. It's just about getting uncomfortable, and that's where I think a lot of people struggle is getting comfortable being uncomfortable. So I find prospects everywhere. I don't go out to prospect, but I definitely prospect while I'm out. So you'll never find me out somewhere, like I said, without making a connection. I do a lot of events at places where I'll set up my table. I do a lot of networking events. I've created my own meetups. So I have developed a lot of relationships with a group of people. We go walking once a week in the park, and I've developed a lot of great relationships. I also connect with people through Facebook, like people that I may not know. I ask for referrals. I am all about, like I said earlier, if I love something and I appreciate it, I'm going to refer it all day long. So I ask for referrals. I am a referral-based business, and that's how my business grows. So I ask for referrals. I also I go out and about all the time. I try, even though I'm now retired from accounting and I'm home full time doing this, there are people not in my home that I'm prospecting, so I need to get out of the house. I will join a different gym if I have to. If I've maxed out my people at the gym I'm at, I will move around anywhere that I have to. When my children were playing sports, I was extremely active with their sporting activities. So I had a lot of connections there. I would introduce myself at sporting events as well, just by sitting. It's just about connecting, Alice. And that's the one thing. People on this call, please don't think I'm going up to people and saying, join me now. This is not about that. It's about connecting. And in network marketing, it's all about relationships and it's all about connecting. So when you're connecting with somebody, there's a commonality. You want to find something maybe that you're common, have something in common with. Maybe it's children. Maybe it's just your life. Like Hala said, she and I are both an accountant by trade. So something that you're common with, just introducing yourself. If you're on an elevator, what do most people do? They take out their phone and they text somebody. Or they look down, right, because you don't want to make eye contact. Oh, God forbid we look at the person in the elevator with us. So, you know, it's about making that eye contact connection. And it's also about smiling and just making a compliment. Compliment somebody. When somebody is in the elevator with you, compliment their shoes or their dress or their bag. Maybe they have a beautiful handbag, and just compliment them. Notice something about them that makes them feel special. Because once again, this business is about connecting. And if you're connecting with people, they'll feel comfortable with you and they'll open up more. And then that's how that connection forms. Doesn't mean they're joining you in your business, Alice. I think that's important, like I said, to really reiterate. It's not about going out there and getting people. It's not, that doesn't even exist, that word. But it is about creating connections, relationships, and trust with people on a daily basis.
I love that. Building relationships, building trust, it's so important. And one thing you said, Dawn, that I want to reiterate because it's so smart, and that is, like you said, you started your own meetup. So you go to, you know, everybody walks once a week together in the park. So that means you're going to get people from all walks of life. I mean, if you're not sure how to find prospects, there's a meetup for everything. Dawn, I have these little dogs that are Maltese poodle mix, Maltipoos. They weigh about 8 pounds. There is a meetup for people who have Maltipoos to meet at the park. I met some amazing ladies taking my little dog to the park. So, I mean, you don't have to be out there all about your business, right? It's all about building that relationship first so that people trust you. You don't, every networking thing you do doesn't have to be a business networking event, right? So I love that you did that and said that. And somebody may say, oh, my gosh, I can't start my own group. That's more – you're right. You know what? If you're working full-time still, you can join a group, though. You can go in a walking group, you know, go to a scrapbooking group if you like to scrapbook. I don't know. Whatever your thing is, if you like to cycle, you know, people who run, they always do it together and then, you know, sit down for tea or whatever afterwards. So – really look for those things that you'll have a commonality with someone. I think that's such great advice. And the other thing you said that I want to point out to the ladies is talk how your list is active. That you're, I know you said you were adding to it every day, but I loved thinking of it that way, that your list of prospects is active. It's something that's going on every day, just like a living, it's a living organism, right? You got to keep it moving.
Absolutely. People need to move off because they've joined. And people are always going to go on. And the thing to remember is nobody comes off your list. So even though somebody says no, it's just no at that time. They don't come off your list. There's no reason to deflate yourself. Or let's say join with someone else, they're always on your list as an active person.
I love that. Because you keep doing those touches you were talking about. Some people need that 7, 8, 9, 10 touch. Or sometimes it is a matter of timing, right?
Correct. Yes.
I mean, I'll tell you, for me, well, the first time I was asked to join my current company, I was like, no, I was newly married. We were traveling everywhere, having so much fun. And then a circumstance came about that I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe we will do that. And then, you know, 8 years later, right? So you just never know.
Nope.
So, Dawn, right, if you're starting a brand new person, what are some of the things you say to them? I mean, not specifically to your company, but really to the industry, right? What are some things you know they're going to experience? So what advice do you give them, or how do you get them started off on the in the right direction?
That's a great question, and it really is industry-based because, you know, we all may be in different companies, but network marketing is a profession. I mean, I think we agree with that, right, Alice? It's about the profession of network marketing. So the general rules of network marketing really apply to every company, no matter what company you're with. So the one thing I'll tell anybody new, whether you're in the company I'm with or not, is, you know, you really, it's about being coachable. It's about leaving your ego at the door. It's about following systems and just really embracing in the opportunity, but also embracing in the culture of what you have around you. It's about never giving up. The only way to fail in this business is to quit. And one of our mentors in our company had shared that with us a long time ago. And it really stuck with me that the only way to fail is to quit, because right when you're getting ready to quit, you're going to have that wall breaking, that wall hitting moment. And then all of a sudden you're going to have that breakthrough. So the only way to fail is to quit in this business. It's about being involved, meaning if there's team calls, you're on them. If there is a company event, you're at it. If there's a team training, you're there. It's about embracing not only in the culture and the community, but also the systems of the business as well. It's also about really just being determined, belief. I mean, having belief is key. You have to believe before you see it. A lot of times people say, I'll see it, and, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. You have to believe it first, not see it first. So working on your belief daily. That's why I do personal development. Listen, this is business, just like anything in life, is easier not to do than it is to do it. Anything in life is always easier not to do something. So in order to keep yourself in the game, you have to continue to work on yourself. So you are going to have those wall-kicking moments at the beginning, and you're going to feel that nobody's joining you, and you're going to feel that you've heard no over and over again. And, you know, this isn't for you. I mean, how many times have I heard my team or, you know, somebody new come in saying, well, this isn't for me, this is for you. I was an accountant and I was an introvert. This has nothing to do with the profession that I'm in. So this business is available for everyone. And it is for everyone, assuming that you're ready to embrace in that. But I think being coachable, leaving your ego at the door, success leaves clues. So honestly, you got to follow the success of those that have already achieved it. So whatever you're looking for to achieve in the business, the company that you're with, follow somebody and emulate them, copy them, duplicate them. Stick to the systems. Don't make shortcuts. There's always a trail. I had heard a very great analogy at an event I was at one time, and I use it constantly with not only my team, but I also go to high schools and talk to seniors before they go off to college. And, you know, I share with them this analogy that I absolutely love, and I can't take credit for it because it is not mine, but I love to share it. It is about the yellow brick road with the Wizard of Oz. And what happened when the crew went off the yellow brick road. They were attacked by flying monkeys, and, you know, they got the houses dropped down on them, and the munchkins were running around. So the point is, you stay on the path. If there's a system, if there is duplication, which is key in network marketing, if there is already a system in place, you follow it. You stay on that path, you stay on that road, and you keep going, and eventually it will take you to the wizard. I mean, I just love that analogy about staying on track.
That's a great analogy. I love it. The yellow brick road to the wizard. Otherwise, you have to deal with the flying monkeys.
Yeah,
it makes you smile, right? But it's so real. It's so true. Because
exactly.
We've all had people join our team that are going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to do it this way because that's the way they did it when they were in insurance. Or they're going to do it this way because that's the way they have seen somebody else do it. But every company has a proven system. If it's a strong company, right, there's a system.
Mm-hmm.
They know it works.
Yeah.
So I love it. Stay on your company's yellow brick road, for goodness sake. So you guys, I want to remind you, I've got several more questions for Dawn, but I want to remind you that if a question comes up for you, you can hit *2 to raise your hand. And when we get to Q&A time, Madison will be happy to call on you. So Dawn, you keep talking about personal development. And I want to say, I loved the podcast, the interview you did with Simon Chan for MLM Nation. And that's one place that I would recommend to our ladies, because not only have you been featured, but there are over 200 episodes, and you can really learn so much from seasoned veterans like you in the business who have really done it. And Simon does such a wonderful job of interviewing people. So thank you for not only giving us today, but giving that is out there for everyone. So here's my question for you. What book or books, because sometimes if you're like me, you can't narrow it down to one.
Yes.
What it if I'm a new person, or maybe I've been in the business for 8 years, and I always ask people, what book do you think everybody should read? And for those of us that are in the industry, if we haven't read it, you know, it's time to start those 10 pages a day, right? So what are those books are your go-tos?
My go-to book, which is absolutely, to me, mandatory with anyone doing this profession. It should be a requirement, and it actually should, with whatever company you're with, it should come as part of your subscription when you join the company, because it's just the best book out there. It's called GoPro by Eric Worre, and it's the 7 steps to becoming a network marketing professional. And it's the easiest read. You can read this book in about an hour. And then you'll read it again, and you'll read it again, and you'll get something different the next time you read it. And it's just a great book about finding prospects, teaching you different skill sets, working on your personal growth. It's just the best book out there. And this was what was recommended to me when I got started. I went to an Eric Worre event. I got the book at the event, and I read it on the plane coming home, and it drastically changed my business. That's for everybody, new or not, but anybody new coming in, you want to get that book, GoPro. I think also, there's just so many other great books out there. I mean, my gosh, I have a whole library at home. I think Think and Grow Rich, it's a very long book. It's a very long read, but it really is a great read, especially for somebody that is a veteran in here. It's Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is another amazing book. But GoPro, again, it should just be mandatory, required as part of your business building.
I couldn't agree more, Dawn. I actually have a stack of GoPro books and the CDs of him reading it, right?
Yes.
That we share with new people, because it's so important. Eric definitely helps us all with that mindset of how to do this nuts and bolts of network marketing. And I love the title GoPro, because just like you said earlier, we're in a profession. And you and I know about being in a profession, because they're being accountants, CPAs, right? There's so much validity to that kind of profession, being a lawyer, being an engineer. And there's a huge movement that's getting better and better for network marketing to really be looked at as a real profession. And I don't know about you, but I always introduce myself as a network marketing professional. I say it just
that
way to people, because I want to have those words in people's brains.
I am a professional network marketer, and I'm very proud about it. It's a business just like any other business that's out there, and we are an amazing profession for people to join. So I am very proud about saying that.
Me too. So, Dawn, I want to ask you about this, because you mentioned it earlier, and that was something going to events. How do you get the people on your team to see the value, to invest the money, to go to the events, and what differences have you seen in the people when they do and when they don't?
Okay, so like we said earlier, it's a lot easier, you know, not to do something than it is to do it. So you could make excuses, and I'll be honest, there are excuses to me. I don't really buy anything when somebody tells me something. It's just an excuse, because you'll always find a way somehow. But it's just, once again, it's part of the requirements to doing this business. Because there's 4 things that you have to believe in when you're doing network marketing. The first thing is the product or service that you're doing, or that you're promoting, or that you're selling. The second thing is the company. I mean, you have to obviously believe in the company. The third thing is network marketing. And the fourth thing is yourself. So the network marketing belief and the company belief, that comes when you get to events. If you're not attending events, you're not immersing in the culture of what we have. And the thing to remember, too, is right now, as much as network marketing is a profession, it's a minority. Even though there's millions and millions and millions of people that do it, and we're over, I don't even know, I forgot the number, $285 billion in direct sales for the year, you know, in overall direct sales in the industry for last year. I mean, we're huge in how much money direct sales makes. It's still not looked at as a profession in the eyes of other people. So just like we plant those seeds, well, a lot of those weeds, which are your friends and family, and I say that with total love, come up in between those seeds, and they become weeds. So what happens is, if you're not getting into the culture, immersing yourself in the community that you're involved with, those weeds are actually going to eventually overpower the seed, and then you're done. So when people don't get to events, they quit. When people don't get to events, they don't believe in themselves. When people don't get to events, they forget why they're doing this. Your why has to be so powerful of why you're doing this. So people that do get to events, they come home with a different mindset. It's not, you know, somebody said this really, really good one time on a call. They said the event doesn't change you, because everybody comes back saying, oh, my business grew because of my event that I went to. It wasn't the event that changed your business. It was the event that changed you. So if you really are serious and committed and dedicated to your business and you want growth in it, listen, you meet everybody where they are, Alice. I mean, there are people that just are very comfortable with where they're at, and that's fine. But for those that are looking for more, for those that are looking to really create freedom for themselves, and whatever freedom means, it could be time, it could be financial, like whatever freedom means, those are, number one, the ones you work with, but those are the ones that have to get to the event, because that's what keeps the belief going. But it's not what happens at the event that's so important. It's what happens once you get home. So you have to keep moving. And that's why me, personally, I go to one event a month. And it doesn't have to be a company event that I'm with. It doesn't have to be a training. It has to be an event. And that's how I met you, because that was that event was scheduled on my monthly calendar for an event that I was going to attend. And I saw a woman's networking event, and I said, this is absolutely up my alley. So attending any kind of an event on a monthly basis, to me, is required for you to grow yourself, so that that's what can grow your business.
Oh, I believe in that so much, Dawn, you know, because even if it's an event that isn't for your company, right, you meet other people who are working to improve themselves, and you learn from people even outside of our industry, but things that may be really helpful for you in your life, right? And, you know, I've studied Jim Rohn for, I don't even know how many years, probably 26 years now. And, you know, he's always like, he taught us at the very beginning, one of the things I first learned from him was, you know, you have to do it, right? You have to become that person. You don't make $1 million with a $10 mindset, right? You have
that
to
is correct. Yes.
Learn that $1 million mindset. You know, you don't make $1 million with $10 activities, right? You got to have $1 million activities. So I love that. Once a month, I bet you meet some amazing people. Once again, building relationships, right? Even if they're not going to join your business, you're going to meet all kinds of people.
Right.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I consider you a new friend of mine in direct selling, and I have powerful women in many companies, right, that we encourage each other, we help each other, everybody's following their passion, so it's wonderful.
You can't get a better profession where women, I mean, men too, I mean, but this is, you know, AWSC, where women really lift each other up, where we want to see others succeed. There's no competition. There's abundance, and I firmly believe this in my heart. There's abundance for everyone out there. And when you come from a place of lack, then that's where you'll always live. When you come from a place in your heart of abundance, then that's where you'll always live. So there's no even, I mean, you're a new friend in a different network marketing company. And yes, we've linked arms. And yes, we are now collaborators together. And I love that, because it's not about, you know, you taking people into your team or me taking people. It's not about that. It's about creating an environment where we can help people, and especially women, become successful entrepreneurs. The mission is the same. The vision is the same. And when you immerse yourself in an event every month, whether it's a networking event, whether it's a woman event, or whether it's one of your company events, you're always going to meet somebody different sitting next to you. Like I suggest to my team all the time, don't sit with each other at a company event. You know each other. Sit with somebody else so that you can learn something else about them, because that sometimes is what will drive somebody to go further in the business, because they hear someone else's story, or they can resonate better with somebody else, or they have a commonality with somebody else. So don't sit together. Don't sit together on the plane. You ask me how I met people. I don't sit with my teammates. They know that. They're not allowed to sit with me on a plane. They
right.
have to have a different row, because it's about connecting with the people that I'm with. So
yes.
It's really
spread out and make a new friend.
Yeah, exactly. Go out and make new friends.
And if the introvert accountant in Dawn can do it, so can all of our ambitious women, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
Because you don't sound very introverted to me, and I'm an accountant too, right? And I've never been that introverted either, so maybe there are a few of us out there that would just – we had to scrape off the numbers nerdiness and move on. Okay, I've got another question for you, Dawn, because I'm taking so many notes. You're helping me with things I'm going to do with my team. What do you do when people have been in the business a while and they feel like they're stuck, that they're working. They feel like they're doing the activity, but they're not moving up in rank in their company, and so they're starting to get frustrated. What advice do you give them, or how do you help them get unstuck?
That's a great question, and I just had this conversation with one of my teammates this week who actually, that's the reason she called me. She was stuck and felt she was actually going backwards, not even stuck. And we've all been there. I think, well, I shouldn't say that, but I'm pretty sure most of us have been there where we have felt that. We've either felt stuck or we have felt that nobody was joining us, or we have felt that, you know, like I said earlier, you know, what's happening? Why is my business going in this direction? And the biggest advice I can give people is that's when you really require to plug in even more. That's when you really require to get on a podcast, to listen to a motivational CD, to listen to a Tony Robbins, let him kick your butt. I mean, I'm a huge Tony fan, as you know, and I know you are as well. Yes. I mean, I've attended numerous of his events, and he is on my YouTube station. And there are just times that you just require no fluff and no, there's no pity party. I mean, yes, we all get stuck at times, and yes, we need maybe that coach or that mentor to help and support us and guide us. But you can't feel sorry for yourself, because if you do, then you're making it about you. So when you begin to stop making it about you, and you remember why you're doing this and all the lives that you can change or impact or help, and you start to make it about the other person, maybe that's when you'll get unstuck. Or maybe it's because you didn't make too many connections this week. Maybe you stopped your consistent actions. I mean, some people get stuck because they truly just don't make phone calls. Or people get stuck because they're not maybe posting on social media consistently anymore. Or people get stuck because their why has changed and it's not that important to them anymore. Or they get stuck because they forgot to work on themselves. Listen, the biggest and best investment that you can ever make on yourself in this business is on yourself. You have to invest in yourself to be able to make this business successful. So I think that people stop working on themselves. They think, I'm good. And I remember Eric Worre telling us at the Six Figure Summit last year for the GoPro event that his budget for this year coming up, which was 2016, this was last year, was $500,000 for himself for coaches. So the best of the coaches need coaches. And I think that that's really important for people to understand that, you know, when you're getting stuck, yes, you might require to do some of those other things. Like I said, reevaluate. Are you posting on Facebook? Reevaluate if you're not making enough phone calls. Reevaluate if you're procrastinating. You know, like, reevaluate what you're doing on a daily consistent basis. But I think the other thing to remember, too, is, you know, coaching is necessary and required. And it's necessary and required because the best of the best have coaches. And I think that that's important for people to understand, too, that sometimes that's just what's required in your business at that time, to have that breakthrough moment.
Oh, I think it's so crucial. You know, being part of the Ambitious Women Success Club, and one of the coaches that people talk to when they call in, of course I believe in it, but people ask me all the time, well, why do you still have a coach? I'm like, I change coaches every year because you want a different point of view. You want different ideas. And that's what I love about the hotline, is that there's several coaches, right, who've done so many different things. And then we have people like you doing these calls that go in the archives. And we have the Build Your Skills calls. There's so much information there that you can learn from all these different personalities. Just like you said, you tell your team not to sit next to someone they already know. You know, there's all this information. Don't just listen to the calls because you know, you know, oh yeah, I've heard of this person. Listen to the people you've never even heard of, right? You may get that nugget that changes the trajectory of your business or your personal life. You know, sometimes something happens that helps you be happier at home, or maybe happier with how you feel or how you look, any of those things. And all of a sudden that flips the switch for you and your business too, because it's all interconnected.
For sure. Absolutely. That's actually a really good point, because working on yourself for your business will help you grow personally. And that's really what's important, is because changing yourself, or, you know what, again, Tony, going back to Tony Robbins, I was on a bus trip yesterday to a casino, and I had Tony, of course, in my ear, you know, in the earbuds, listening to one of his trainings. And he said, change is automatic. It's not something that you want to do. Like, it automatically happens. Your hair changes as it grows. Your nails change as they grow. You know, your body changes as you get older. Like, it's not about change. Like, you don't want to use the word change. And actually, I've always used the word change. Like, if something's not working, change it. It's not the word change. It's the word progress. So, you know, what he was teaching on this CD, or this download I was listening to, is it's not about changing, because change will automatically happen. It's about progressing. And I think that that's important too. So when you're feeling stuck, you have to progress. Like, where, what are the areas in my life that are different now? What are the areas in my life that I'm not consistent with anymore? And then progress, not change, progress to bring them back to consistency. Or, like we just said earlier, get on the phone with a coach or call the hotline. Like, really use that hotline immensely for your wall-kicking moments.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, it looks like we're getting close to time here. Do you want to take a couple of questions, Dawn, if we have them?
Of course, absolutely.
All right, Miss Madison. I know you can get questions on the chat room and questions live. Do you have anybody who's reached out and wants a little wisdom from Dawn?
Yes, ma'am. I sure do. We had a couple of questions come through the Q&A, which you can get to by, if you have thought of a question, you can get to by clicking on the submit a question button if you're with us on the web. And then really quickly, while we're going through these other couple of questions, if you want to raise your hand and ask something yourself, please hit star 2 on your phone right now, and that's how you can get in there. So the first question that we got from online was from someone named Brenda. And Brenda says, what tools do you use to plan your time? Are you more of a paper planner kind of gal, or do you use your phone like a Google Calendar? How do you plan your time?
Oh, that's a great question. And I actually just did this with my team in January. I taught them about time management and had them do an exercise to get them organized for the whole year. So I am a paper planner because I just feel, number one, things can change. So, you know, you want to just have everything in pencil on your paper planner, but then it's right in front of you. I color code things. I have a specific color for each area. So my income producing activities are green, and my personal activities, believe it or not, go in there as well. My gym time, even my shower time, sometimes I got a pencil and shower, is purple, and my, you know, everything is a different color. So I'm a paper planner mm-hmm. person for sure. And then I also use an online scheduler. So I don't book appointments via text messaging or just, you know, somebody reaching out to me. They get a link to my online calendar, which they can then book an appointment with. That has drastically helped me in my business. I started this about a year and a half ago. And before Ooh. That, I really struggled with trying to manage all of my appointments. I might forget to write something in because someone texts me and I forgot that there was something in the planner already. So this way, my online calendar is at the bottom of my email. It's also in my about section on Facebook. Like, it's right there for everybody to see. All they have to do is click it. My team knows it as well. And they can just book an appointment on my calendar for any time that they need me, which helps me stay organized, but also teaches them that, you know, we can't be available 24/7 for anyone because we'll just exhaust ourselves, mm-hmm. and it's not about exhausting ourselves. So that's how I keep organized. Paper planner and it's called Schedule One, is the online schedule that I use.
Schedule One. I'm writing that down.
Schedule One.
What do you mean?
Madison, it's made.
Oh, One.
It's Schedule One. Yep, ONCE.com.
Oh, got it.
And then you have your own link. So, yeah, so I would have my own link to my own. Yeah, and then when you get your link, it's a different web. It's a different link when somebody needs to schedule, but that's how you would sign up for.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
We need to explore that for Ambitious Women Success Club. Brenda, I hope that answered your question. Thank you so much, Dawn. Schedule once. We're going to have to look into that for sure. So our next question comes from Sally, who ventured that she's from North Carolina. And she says, Dawn, what are some of your favorite events? Well, she said, I like to go to events too, but have a hard time telling the good ones from the bad ones. What kind of things do you look for in an event that makes you go, I need to go to that one?
That's another really good question, but sometimes you don't know if it's the right one or not, right? So the one thing that I look for when I'm looking at meetups is I will look at the meetups that I'm going to go to, because I still attend meetups even though I have my own, and there's usually always a list where you can see who's attending. So if I'm going to a meetup and there's one other person going, most likely I'm probably going to cancel or not go. You know, I'll decline it, but I'll look and I'll see the people that are going. What is their occupation? Are they like-minded people? You know, I might try to even stalk them a little bit on their Facebook. Do they have a public Facebook where I can see things about them? Who is it that I'm going to be collaborating with just for maybe an hour, you know, because that's still a collaboration. It's still a meeting of the mind. So I will look at meetups about who the people are. When I'm doing events, I'm always looking for mindset events or something that's in the entrepreneurship. So I go to GoPro every year. I go to a lot of, like I said earlier, Tony Robbins events. I think it's really important to work on your mindset. So I do Tony Robbins events. I also do a lot of women events. I will just go right on either Google, or I'll even go in Facebook, or, you know, I'll go to the sponsored ads and I'll find events that are happening, and they don't have to be local. Sometimes getting on a plane or getting in a car and going overnight somewhere can be a great experience for you. So if you're feeling that maybe at this time you can't get on a plane, maybe it's financial situations, maybe join it to have a teammate come with you and share a room. This way you can save on the cost there and you know, get a connecting flight, which would be cheaper than getting a direct flight. So like, that's why I say there's always ways to get there. There's always things to do. So women's events, entrepreneurship events, networking events, and network marketing events. Those are probably the four key events I attend and mindset that are outside of my company.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'm with you, Dawn. I never miss GoPro with Eric Worre.
Yeah.
This will be, I don't know, maybe my fifth year this December when we'll be there. So always a great event. You learn from so many successful people. So going to events and working on your mindset, everybody, you hear it. We hear that, Dawn. Almost everyone I interview talks about it. And but everybody has a different perspective, right? Like, I love your idea about going to women's events and going to mindset events and personal development, not just your company's events, because it does broaden your perspective for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Dawn, I think we're getting close to wrapping up our time together. So my question to you is, what final thought do you want to leave with the ambitious women when they go out there for the rest of today and tomorrow and work on themselves and their business? What's the one thing that you just, that comes up for you that you're like, they need to know this?
They need to know that they can do this. They not only can do this, they deserve this. I mean, if you are somebody that's ambitious and you're determined, you're committed, you're driven, and you're just ready, you are just so ready, then this is your time, and you deserve it. So I want to leave everyone with knowing that, you know, life is definitely going to get in the way, and obstacles are going to come up, and you're driving down a road and there might be a stone thrown in front of your car where you got to veer off. But it's really just about getting back on that horse when you get knocked down, or when a baby takes his first steps and he just still continues to grab the couch to still stand up. It's not about giving up, and it's not about quitting. It's about keeping moving forward. It's about working on yourself daily. But the one thing to leave this call with, knowing, put your hand on your heart and just know that you so deserve this and that you so can do this. Anyone can do this, but the belief comes within first. So really, honestly, believe that you can do this, and you can.
Oh. Thank you so much. I got chills when you said that. Put your hand on your heart and realize you deserve it. You can do this. And we're all in this together, right, Dawn? Grab
sure,
hands
absolutely.
With the people, those other powerful women, those other ambitious women around you, and help each other move forward. That's what it's all about. Well, Dawn, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing your story, your wisdom, your encouragement with us today. I know that you are one busy lady with that scheduler, which I'm going to look at literally when we hang up.
It really is a great way to stay organized.
Yeah. And we just appreciate you investing your time and yourself into everybody who's been on the call today and the hundreds that will listen to it. Usually in the next 24 hours, we have well over 100 people listen, which I love. And in the coming weeks and months, and because you'll be archived now on the Ambitious Women Success Club website. So if you are listening live and you want to come back and hear again, just log into your website and you'll be able to hear Dawn's pearls of wisdom again if you missed a note or two along the way. So thank you, Dawn. We really appreciate you.
You're very welcome. And once again, thank you both, Madison and Alice.
Yeah. Madison, you're the best. You got us covered, girl. Thank you.
Oh, y'all are amazing. Thank you so much for being on the call today. Have a wonderful Thursday.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.